This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on M&B's Paranormal Investigations.
That ghost hunting company that the client mentioned, I found out who they are.
Cove & Co.
Oh, it looks like there's a phone number here.
Should we ring it?
Should we pretend we're a client? Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yes, yes, let's do that.
Greetings. Please leave a message after the bleep.
Hello.
Hello,
we are a client. So if you could send all those details to madammagentauk@gmail.com. Goodbye.
I think we got away with that. Let me check our emails. You never know, we might have a new request from a client.
Oh,
we do.
Read it to me, Bernie.
Oh.
What?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but the client is Margot Mockery.
Hello, Bernard here. Welcome to our second day on the job as M&B Paranormal Investigations. Although, really, this is our first day. The last one didn't count because the client wouldn't pay us. In fact, he sued us for damages. So, in fact, we have lost money.
Well, that won't happen again because, Bernard, you've drawn up a contract, haven't you, dear?
Yes, so the new contract says that we are not liable for damages, and if we get rid of the ghost, the client has to pay.
Even if everything around them is in smoking ruins. Talking of which, the bloody state of this f***ing road! Ugh! Our suspension's going to be f***ed!
Gosh, poor car.
So, we're currently driving down the dirt track that leads to the Mockery Car Park. That's Mockery Manor Theme Park. I'm sure you've heard the adverts.
Remember the adverts?
Oh, yes. What's it again?
Yeah, Mockery Manor, where childhood never dies. Yes, a lot
just
of fun.
Goes on and on.
Something like that. So, Margot Mockery is today's client. And fun fact, many years ago, Magenta and I were employees of the Mockery Empire. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes, we were entertainers at the Four Spurs Saloon. It was awful, wasn't it?
Oh, terrible.
Customer service at its most feral. And you remember, Bernard, I said to you at the time, this place is overrun with ghosts.
You did. You did say that, yes, and you tried to tell them, didn't you, dear?
Well, not at first. No one wants to hear they've got ghosts. It's like telling someone they've got pubic lice. They take it so personally. Or they think you've given it to them. Do you remember? Then we saw Margot Mockery in the fruit and veg aisle at Asda just after she got back from that cruise. There she was, squeezing a mango with a sort of air of tragic vulnerability. And I thought to myself, this woman deserves to know what's going on in her own park. So I went straight up to her, do you remember?
Yes.
And I said, your alien roller coaster keeps breaking down because the ghost of a murdered woman is futzing with the electrics.
Yes, of course, I remember now. Yes, the Roswell crash coaster. That ride was always closed. They must have spent a fortune trying to fix it.
Exactly, I was only trying to help. I said, look, Margot, don't waste your money on electricians. You need an exorcist. In fact, for 20 quid, I'll have a go myself. That's what I told her. But did she want to know?
She did not.
No, she didn't.
She was furious. Thought she was going to start lobbing mangoes at us. Yes, we were fired from the park not long after that. They never told us why. My God, do you think that's why?
Yeah. Should have kept my mouth shut. No one ever wants to hear it. Oh, for crying out loud, all the good parking spots are taken. I'm not parking a million miles from the front entrance. Maybe I'll just bump up on the pavement. Get out of the way, please! Move! Out of the way! I'm coming... Oh.
So why now, do you think?
Why what now?
Well, why did Margot send us that email? She's clearly accepted that the park has a ghost problem, but why us? Why now?
Well, something must have happened. Something forced her to confront the truth. Right, this'll do. Come on, let's get out.
I'm not sure we're supposed to park here, but we're not guests, are we?
We're employees.
We're here to do a job,
yes.
Aren't we?
Come on.
I think we can park.
boy, I bet she regrets not listening to you that time in Asda. She must feel terrible for firing us. That's why she's hired us again, as a way to say sorry.
They all come crawling back eventually. Ugh, look at the size of this queue. No thanks. Let's go round. It's not like we need tickets anyway.
Righto. Gosh, never thought I'd see the big fuchsia arches of Mockery Manor again.
Please do! You can't just walk in without paying!
It's all right, we're here on business!
Is that your car?
You know, Bernard, I reckon Margot's at the manor. We should head there.
All right.
I can't wait to see the great lady humbled before us. You were right all along, she'll say. Will you help me? Will you forgive
Magenta?
Me? And I'll be ever so grateful.
Magenta?
I think I'll say something along the lines of...
Magenta, the lady from the ticket booth, she's coming after us. Maybe I should explain who we are.
Hello? It's all right. We're not queue jumping. Well, I mean, we are, but we...
Oh, my God!
We're back. The elderly lady from the ticket booth tackled me to the ground. Gosh, quite unexpected. I think I might have dislocated my shoulder.
Oh, come here,
Bernard. Couldn't nudge it back in, could you?
It's all right. Brace yourself. Okay, one, two. How's that?
That's much better, dear. Thank you.
No worries.
So anyway, we've been told to wait for Margot Mockery at the Debutante's Waltz ride, so that's what we're doing.
The Debutante's Waltz, otherwise known as the Exorcist. Because all the little kiddies puke their guts out when they ride it, you know, like Linda Blair.
Yes.
So you're familiar with the ride?
Oh!
Margot Mockery. So we meet again.
Oh, I'm sorry, have we met before?
Eh? What do you mean, have we met before?
Well, it's us, Magenta and Bernard. We worked for you?
When? Now?
Well, yes, but also before.
What's...
I mean, isn't that why we're here? You fired us
from... the Four Spurs! You fired us from the Four Spurs because of Asda,
yes,
remember?
Yes, Asda, the tragic mango.
The mango!
I never fired you from Asda. I've never worked at Asda. I own a theme park.
You really don't know who we are?
I thought you were from M&B Paranormal Investigations. The email said to expect a woman in a sparkly turban and a man in unfeasibly tight trousers.
Well, yes, that's us.
Clearly.
But you just said you work at a supermarket.
We don't work... Ugh, for Pete's sake, show her the ID, Bernard.
Righto.
Let's start again, shall we? You have a ghost. We're here to get rid of it. Yes? Good. Take us to the alien roller coaster.
The Roswell Crash Coaster, that's what it's called.
Yes.
I do not require your services at the Roswell Crash Coaster.
You don't?
Oh.
You'll be working here at the Debutante's Waltz. And I'm not sure a library card counts as identification.
Ah, yes, well, we're getting business cards printed up when we can afford it.
Hang on, the Debutante's Waltz is haunted.
Of course. Can't you sense it?
Of course I can sense it. Of course, how ridiculous.
For 70 years, bilious children have expelled the contents of their stomachs while riding the waltzer. To think, all that time, it was because of a ghost.
You sure about that?
We close at 6. Wait until all the guests are gone before you begin. You have until tomorrow morning to do whatever it is you do. I'll leave you now.
Wait, Margot, sorry. Can I ask, what happened? I mean, what was it that made you realize you needed an exorcist? How long have you known the park is haunted?
In a way, I've always known. I've lived alongside ghosts my entire life. The others, they had me believe it was all in my head. But now, my eyes are open. I finally learned to trust myself, to see things for what they truly are. I hope that answers your question.
Not at all, really, but anyway, never mind. Okay, thank you, Margot. You go back to your big old mansion and we'll get the ghost out of the waltzer for you. No problemo.
See you in the morning.
See you then. Bye.
Goodbye.
Righty. Didn't think we'd be spending all night in a haunted theme park.
You think that's bad?
Oh no, what is it?
It's not haunted. I haven't sensed a single ghost since we got here. Someone's already got rid of the buggers.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hello, us again. So, it's now 10:45 p.m. About an hour ago, they turned all the lights off, by which point the temperature had dropped to 6 degrees Celsius. There we were, in the dark, alone, very cold. So, Magenta jimmied the lock of the door of the Unidentified Frying Objects Diner, and now we're sitting in a booth with the heating on full blast, eating hot dogs out of a can we found in the larder.
I'm making another drink. What'll you have?
I'll try a Coke float this time, please.
Oh, this is quite fun, isn't it, Burton?
It is.
Now we're not freezing our tits off.
The current task on our to-do list is, well, it's figuring out what to do. So far, we've narrowed it down to three options. One, get in the car and leave. But if we do that, we won't get paid.
No, we're not doing that.
No. Two, we come clean and we say, sorry, Margot, no ghosts to be found. But then again, we wouldn't get paid, and Margot might even think we're lying or incompetent. She might leave us a bad review. So we definitely can't do that. Third option is, we lie. We tell her that we did an exorcism, it was a great success, and here's the invoice for our services. But the problem with that is...
Voila! Coke float.
Ooh.
With a shot of bourbon. This place has booze, Bernard.
Does it?
Booze! Well, things are looking up.
Oh, good. What was I saying?
You were saying the problem with telling her we got rid of the ghost is that she seems to think the puking children are the direct result of paranormal activity.
Ah, yes.
So if nothing changes and the kiddie wings continue to, you know, she won't believe we've done the job she hired us to do, and once again, we won't get paid.
Right. Yes. And, of course, the real reason that the children get so sick on the debutante's waltz is because...
Because it's ancient.
Oh.
Remember when we went on it years ago? Remember how it moved? Like a whirling dervish.
Yeah, with an inner ear disorder.
And bad knees.
Yes, it's so jerky.
And spinny. Oh, God. Plus, the children who go on the damn thing have been stuffing their faces with theme park food. It's the perfect storm.
So it's definitely not a ghost making children nauseous.
No, that's not what ghosts do. Not in my experience, anyway. It's just not a thing.
So why does Margot think it is?
Oh, someone must have told her that. Someone convinced her the park is haunted.
Hang on. You said the park was haunted.
Well, it was when we worked here. It was riddled. A couple in the manor. Oh, that one on the roller coaster, of course. There was something in the woods.
Ooh, stop it. It's giving me the willies.
Well, it needn't, because they're not here anymore. They've been exorcised.
Or maybe they chose to move on themselves.
All at once. What do you think? They had a meeting. Pack up, lads. We've had our fun.
Yeah, that does seem unlikely.
Mm.
So let me see if I've got this straight. The park was very haunted, and then someone came along and told Margot Mockery it was haunted. Someone other than you, I mean. Someone she actually listened to.
Why wouldn't she listen to the cheek of
you? And then at some point, someone got rid of all the ghosts in the park, but Margot doesn't know that, so she still thinks it's haunted, and that's why Margot employed us to get rid of the waltzer ghost, who doesn't exist.
Clear as mud, isn't it? And regardless, this hasn't solved our problem, which is that we need to get paid or we're in deep financial doo-doo.
No.
And of course, Margot deserves to have peace of mind that her park is ghost-free.
So option four, we need to prove to Margot that we've gotten rid of the ghost in the waltzer, who doesn't exist.
That's right.
That's making children throw up, except it isn't, because it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's it.
What?
We need to fix the ride.
We need to fix the ride?
Make it smoother, so nobody feels sick when they ride it.
Smoother? What, so fix the suspension?
See, you already know how to do it.
What? But, Magenta, you want me to fix it? When? Now?
Well, before tomorrow morning, yes.
But darling, I might have an engineering degree.
A first-class engineering degree and a master's in something electronic, I don't know. Well, and you tinker with bits of metal and whatnot all the time.
Yes, but that doesn't mean I know how to fix a 70-year-old theme park ride in a few hours without any tools.
No, oh, there's bound to be a mockery maintenance shed around here somewhere. I'll break in and you can borrow what you need.
But I don't know what I need.
Darling, just look for a YouTube tutorial.
A YouTube tutorial? A YouTube tutorial? Yes, that might work.
Excellent! And I'll make some espresso martinis to keep us going. Come on, Bernie, it's an adventure! We can do it!
All right. Hello, Bernard here. We did it. We fixed the ride.
The ghost is gone.
It is! And you know, I do believe as soon as the spirit left, the ride itself breathed a sigh of relief. Didn't it, Bernie?
Yeah.
It relaxed. It might have even relaxed too much. So I suggest you get your ride engineers to give it a quick once-over just in case there are any loose nuts.
Just in case.
I'm sure there's nothing. Dangerous now.
Is your partner all right? He's swaying.
Oh, he's a little tired. It was a very difficult exorcism. An epic battle.
I'm just going to have a little lie down on the floor.
But you look well.
Oh. I have a freakishly strong constitution. Sleep is an optional extra. Now, about payment.
As soon as the first batch of school children ride the waltzer and all is well, the money will be in your bank account.
Thank God. Pleasure doing business with you, Margot. Come on, Bernard.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing before we leave. Who told you the waltzer was haunted?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, curiosity and a soupçon of suspicion.
I see. You think someone lied to an old lady? I'm confused in my dotage, vulnerable to manipulation.
No, 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 I didn't say that. The park was haunted. If they told you that, they didn't lie. So did whoever told you it was haunted also get rid of the ghosts?
Yes. Except for the waltzer, obviously. They didn't want to touch the waltzer.
Why not?
Because it's encrusted in 70 years of bodily fluids.
Oh, God. It was. It was.
They suggested I hire someone else to deal with it.
Oh, did they?
You should be pleased. They recommended you. Gave me your email address.
Did they not?
They told you our email address?
That's very interesting.
They said you were the only other paranormal agency in this part of the country. And that as a small independent business, you'd welcome the work, no matter how disgusting.
How thoughtful.
Magenta, you told Coven Co. your email address on the answer phone message.
I know.
Did you say Coven Co.? That's them.
They must have found out who we were. And then...
They gave us an impossible task. Get rid of a ghost.
That doesn't exist. They set us up to fail. But why?
They realised we're competition and seized the opportunity to destroy us.
Bastards.
Can't believe it, wanker.
Why are you whispering to each other?
Sorry, Margot. We were just discussing business. Speaking of which, perhaps you could leave us a review on our website. And perhaps on Coven Co.'s website as well, thanking them for recommending us. It would direct some traffic towards our business, you see, which is clearly what Coven Co. wanted to do out of the goodness of their heart. Bless them. Would you mind?
Of course. Credit where credit is due. I'd be happy to.
So kind. It can be tough when you're a small, independent business. You have to fight very hard. Which we're more than happy to do.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jack, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.